The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a young man has been rushed to hospital after being attacked by a gang with iron bars in front of morning commuters on Talbot Street, just off O'Connell Street in Dublin's city centre. The attack occurred shortly after 7 a.m. this morning. Joining us now is Marie Sherlock, Labour TD for Dublin Central. Marie, your reaction to this news? This is an extraordinary, horrific attack.
Oh, it is absolutely horrendous, Shane. And I suppose it's one of a number of horrendous attacks that we've had in the city, both on the north side and the south side now over the past year. Like, as in, there was already an incident at the start of the week on Foley Street, a man very seriously injured. And if I be very honest, I'm hugely worried that there is a somewhat of a febrile atmosphere in some parts of the city at the moment, and do worry about how things could kick off. Certainly, as I say, we've seen incidents over the last number of months. Things haven't gone beyond that initial incident of somebody either losing their life or an attack. But I certainly do worry about the coming months in Dublin.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're used to, and I think every big city has incidents of antisocial behaviour that obviously would be better if they didn't happen, but they are probably part and parcel of life in a big city. But the idea of a gang of four showing up with iron bars around a corner from a Garda station, which is very close by in Store Street, and what, a stone's throw from O'Connell Street, that is just unacceptable. It's horrific.
It is sickening. It is absolutely sickening. And I think what is even more frightening, or just as frightening, is the thought that we might in some ways accept it as being part or a normal part of life in Dublin now. And we cannot in any shape or form tolerate that sort of attack, or indeed any of the other horrendous attacks that we have seen in recent months. And look, just to be clear, like, there's been a lot of talk for the past number of years now about trying to clean up Dublin. I know Dublin City Council put a lot of investment into Talbot Street in Dublin Town as well. And there is no silver bullet, but there are a number of things that need to be done. And obviously there's the obvious thing of policing. We need greater visible policing presence across our communities. And, you know, there's no easy way around the recruitment piece. It needs to happen. We've talked about a Garda training college in Dublin. There was one up until the 1960s. I think we need to look at a second Garda training college in Dublin to ensure that we have more guards to police our streets, but we can't solely police our way to a safer city as well. And I think, you know, all the other pieces, like youth work, when I talk to youth workers, huge issue about trying to recruit and retain youth workers in many of the projects across the city because of pay. We need more youth work. Similarly as well, we need to look at what other cities, particularly in the UK, like Dublin is not unique in these issues. And particularly when you look at the likes of Glasgow and London and Manchester, they've all suffered real difficulties over many years. And I think there's real lessons there. And I know in the past we've talked about a knife amnesty, which would be controversial. But again, I think we have to get into the space of risk taking here, because I think things are so serious in our city. So we've called previously for a knife amnesty. Certainly, you know, there's the huge debate about e-scooters and scramblers. And, you know, I raised it yesterday in the Dáil, and, you know, the response we got back from the ministers were like, you know, the Garda powers are there. And, you know, it was disgraceful, to be honest, the Garda response. And then, you know, the other reality for that part of the city where that horrendous incident happened this morning is that we have a very high concentration of people in vulnerable situations. And, you know, we can't divorce that situation from all the other issues. So, you know, there's a high concentration of IPASS and homeless accommodation in that area.
Well, I think, is it 20% of the entire accommodation in the state is on one street in Gardner Street, I think, is the figure.
Yeah, I think it's 10% of the whole state.
Sorry, my apologies.
But when you look at Dublin I don't know what the percentage is, but it's somewhere between 20 and 30% of all of Dublin's homeless accommodation is on Gardner Street. And then you've got IPASS and private hostel accommodation into the mix there as well. And that has to be part of the conversation here, that you've got a high concentration of people in vulnerable situations. And we need to start looking at all those factors if we're to have any hope of trying to clean up our part of the city.
I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I suppose the other thing that does strike me about this is, if you have four lads turning up with iron bars And if you have like that incident that happened not too far away, I think it was on Amien Street near the Five Lamps, of that young man being knocked down by a scrambler bike, and then he and his friends, the perpetrator and his friends, returning to circle the family on their scrambler bikes. That to me suggests there is a cohort of people out there who have absolutely no fear of the law.
Yeah, and I think that is exactly it. No, I think it is also important to say, Shane, in this conversation, because, you know, it's the summertime, we've lots of visitors to Dublin, and people will be coming for the All-Ireland, the semi-finals this weekend. And obviously there's this horrible prejudice now about what Dublin is like. And, you know, just to say, I cycle around the constituency, around the city at almost every hour of the day or night, and particularly the night time, you know. So I think the thing is, like, isn't by and large for many people, you know, our city, you know, you can walk into most places of our city.
No, I accept that. I accept that. And Marie, I am somebody who defends Dublin consistently and against the narrative that Dublin is a no-go area. I don't buy that at all.
Yeah.
But even you and I have to accept, if four lads are turning up with iron bars, there's an element of lawlessness about that.
There is, and that's why I want to agree with you on that. But it's also important to get the message out as well that it is not, I suppose, the type of place many people would have in their heads, that you can't walk around Dublin. You can't. But the thing is, there is no doubt there is a degree, people are there are people, and particularly, you know, I would say there's young people and a number of young people in particular walking around with an air of impunity that believe that they can just get away with things in broad daylight. And we see that in terms of people on their scrambler bikes on, you know, certain streets, and terrifying and intimidating local communities. And like that shocking incident of that child and the child's family being surrounded. Yeah. You know, it's so look, this comes back to the notion, and in some ways it's a very old fashioned and straightforward thing, but we do need more visible policing. And certainly when I talk to our local Gardaí, like, they're doing incredible work on the ground. And I know they've done a lot of work in terms of confiscating illegal scramblers and working with people right across our community. But at the end of the day, the numbers don't lie. Like, we have less community Gardaí now than what we did back in 2024. We have about 40, an increase of about 40 in Gardaí in the whole of the Dublin North Central area compared with about 3 years ago. But at the end of the day, that's a drop in the ocean compared to what we need. And I think all those factors, like I previously said, have to be looked at if we're going to take seriously this crisis in Dublin.
Marie Sherlock, Labour TD for Dublin Central, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.